This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you're listening to us. It is 4/16/2018. Almost half the month is gone. Well, over half the month is gone. It wasn't tax day yesterday. It's tomorrow, if that makes you feel any better. You know how we weave, as Joyce used to say, we weave the rope that is tied into a knot that hangs ourselves on the gallows. You know that day? Yes, that day is tomorrow now. So beware. You are listening to the one and only Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. So glad you have joined us. A really special, great broadcast. I know I say that a lot, but no, really good. One of my absolute favorites is on today, and I believe you agree. He needs little introduction. We're going to get to him in a second. A couple of announcements over the weekend. Anyone news is on the email blast. I don't have time to go over the news because we're going straight to our guest. So the email blast, you can get the news. You can also go to our website, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. You can get sign up for the email blast. You can also get our one sheets about the Bill of Rights, about the Second Amendment, about vaccines to pass out. God bless anybody who is passing those out and being diligent. We're here to wake up people. We're here to, I guess, call in whoever wants to hear the siren call of freedom, of liberty. This is Ground Zero, the United States of America, the great experiment 250 years ago, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It will not disappear if we do not let it disappear from our hearts. It only exists in the hearts and minds of us. And so glad that you've joined us today. One of the things we do want to mention, Art Bell. Art Bell is where Joyce got her start. When she started revealing what was going on in the military with the experimentation, the laws on the books about that the government could experiment on the military personnel, Art Bell was the first person really to have Joyce on. And she's told me the story several times. That he was so shocked, he called her up and says, I want the evidence, and I want you on, you know, basically tomorrow. And that's how it started. That's how Joyce Riley started. And then the Power Hour, Art Bell. Art Bell has passed away, just like Joyce, just like so many. He was awake at a time when most of America wasn't, and was pushing the envelope on information. And so a shout out to Art Bell and appreciation and a little memorial to him, so be aware. Of course, the big news is Syria. Everybody's concerned about Syria. So much is focused on that and put to the back burner. And our first guest is an expert on world affairs. In fact, his website, worldaffairsbrief.com, is one of the leading publications that gives top-notch information, not Fox News, not Talking Points, not CNN or CIA, points inserted into the conversation. You know what I'm talking about. We're talking about Joel Skousen. His family has been at this for a long time. This is second and third generation fighting this new world order and getting this information out. We are extremely grateful to welcome Joel Skousen to the Power Hour. Joel, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Dan. It's good to be with you.
Yes, very good. I'm not going to pussyfoot around it. Let's just get straight to it. Is he compromised? Is he manipulated? Is he setting up the deep state by doing this? Why did Trump bomb Syria?
Well, Trump is not deep state. He's been manipulated by the deep state, and it's fairly easy to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump really doesn't and never has done any in-depth homework about anything. Donald Trump, as a big executive, has had things spoon-fed to them. He says, give me this information, find this for me, find this. So he's a slave to the limitations of the information he gets, but he doesn't do any in-depth study, doesn't have any time anymore as president. At best, he watches Fox News, but in his war scenario, unless he watched Tucker Carlson ask the tough questions, everybody on Fox News is as bad as CNN or MSNBC in pushing the standard line, which is just incredible. I mean, within hours of this attack, they were saying, Syria did it. Syria did it. I mean, nobody had anybody on the ground in there except The rebels themselves, which are Jaish al-Islam, one of the most radical, pernicious groups of the terrorists that the U.S. supports and funds, these people have held 200 to 300 people hostages in cages and underground rooms and things, some of which are suffocated, some of which I think they took out and, you know, exposed to some chlorine so that they could falsify this attack. But virtually anybody who claims that Assad did this, that we have proof, is just lying. I mean, I've seen the French list of evidence, and all they're doing is talking about witnesses on the ground. And there's two types of witnesses. One is those connected with the terrorists, and they're going to say, you know, the stand line, there was an attack. But when the Russians went in there this week, ahead of the other weapons inspectors, they took in their chemical test equipment, found no evidence of a chemical warfare whatsoever. And they're hoping that the UN group, the OPCD, will be fair. I don't think they're going to be fair. I mean, I think they've been, you know, part of the globalist outlook of trying to pin this on Syria. But, you know, the only people who were there are you know, people associated with the terrorists. Now that the terrorists were driven out, and as the Russian foreign minister said, you know, why would, within a day after being defeated, or defeating these terrorists in Jaish al-Islam, and, you know, Syria has control of Duma right now, it says, why would they pull a chemical attack? Why would they pull a chemical attack when the United States president was going to pull out troops of Seattle and then, I mean, out of Syria, and they would ruin it? I mean, why ruin something? I mean, even the most stupid of dictators would have said, let's buy their time and the U.S. will pull out the troops. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
Well, even Hitler would have stopped, he would have shut down Auschwitz if he thought that America was going to leave him alone, or that the Allied army was going to leave him alone. I mean, it's ridiculous. He has to know, Trump has to know that this is some kind of setup. Does he, or am I giving him too much credit?
Well, I think you're giving him too much credit. I mean, look, Trump doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the conservative background. He doesn't have the understanding of the depth of conspiracy in the deep state and how much they control in order to counter this intelligence. I mean, it would take a very sophisticated person to see through the phony intelligence that they deliver to him. And what's he going to say? I mean, like last April, 2017, they showed him a picture of an artillery, of a shell that was crushed in a crater and said, this was the weapon that was that delivered the chemical weapons by Syria. Well, any military expert such as myself or others, you know, see that and said, that's an artillery shell. They drove over with a truck and threw it in a hole. I said, that's not how chemical weapons shells look like. But does Trump know that? No, he doesn't know that, so he buys it. Then they show him lots of pictures of children being dead and other things. But I'll tell you, the last year's attack was a weapons depot of the rebels the U.S. supporting that Syria was going to attack. And the Russians notified the U.S. that the Syrians going to attack. This was part of their agreement of keeping the skies open over Syria. So the U.S. knew, and sure enough, they did not alert Russia back that beware that the rebels there have chemical weapons in that depot. And sure enough, when the Syrians hit it, it released chemical weapons. But who was responsible? It was the rebels that had the weapons. And the rebels all over Syria have chemical weapons, and they're specifically there, and they've been trained to do so in order to justify further air attacks on the Assad regime. And so every time...
Let me ask you this. Let me pause you right there, Joel. It seems, tell me if I'm wrong, did Russia move their troops and move their vital ammunition away from this bombing? Were they tipped off to what we were about to do? And if so,
absolutely.
By who and why?
Absolutely. The U.S. knows darn well that the you know, Russians have the ability to retaliate. They would not have done this strike had they not assured the Russians that we're not going to hit you. We're only going to hit three major targets that we think are involved in this. But still, the Russians moved their ships out of Tartus just to make sure that they were in position to retaliate if they needed to. But essentially, the Russians stood down. What they did use in countering this attack was the old Pantsir missiles, the S-200 and below systems that were specifically designed against Tomahawk missiles, and they were quite effective against. There's some 70 missiles out of the 103 that were intercepted by the Pantsir system. I mean, the Tomahawks aren't a maneuvering warheads type system, and it can be targeted by conventional missiles, and the Pantsirs did the job. But the Russians didn't pull out any of the S-400s. I mean, those are expensive missiles to shoot off, and they have a limited stockpile. They don't want to waste them on strikes that really aren't going to do much damage. I think the U.S. purposely did not strike any of Assad's military or conventional weapon systems, and so this really was a show attack, frankly. And in fact, the left is livid because they've been pushing Trump to say, look, you did a missile strike last April in 2017 and didn't do any good, didn't stop him from doing chemical attacks, so you really got to do something big this time. Well, he did. Three targets instead of one target this time, and Trump declared victory. But this is really a game of cat and mouse. The Russians not wanting to expose their newest weapon system to U.S. electronic jamming or at least counterintelligence systems. You know, the Russians were eavesdropping all during Desert Storm. That's why they didn't intervene to protect Saddam Hussein. They could learn more by watching the U.S. military work, watching their jamming, and developing countermeasures to U.S. jamming. But they are smart enough not to want to reveal to the U.S. their jamming systems. And so I think that's why they decided to stand down. However, they did warn the U.S. any more than this first strike, and we will retaliate. And that's why the U.S. is not doing any more.
All right, let's move outward from this. I have a hard time believing Trump is. He seems intelligent anyway. I have a hard time believing that he believes this on face. But let's go with what you said. Let's go out from here. Is the most notable thing now, should I go to China and North Korea? Last time you were on the show, you mentioned early next decade, they're setting up a trigger event for China to come in and basically dismantle America. Is that the big issue where my mind should go? Or should it go back to the corporate media, the all-out push for this war, for this whatever it is, the cover-up, the intelligence coming out of this? Where should my mind go from here? We got about 30 seconds, and then the other side will get into it.
Well, that's a pretty broad question, and the issue here is not that the globalists want World War III yet, because they know that Russia and China aren't ready. They cannot directly provoke this war, lest it be viewed as their fault, but they are busy helping building the image of the U.S. as the bully of the world, and believe me, the rest of the world sees the U.S. as the bully. It's only the unified West that is saying that Assad did this. Everybody else knows that the U.S. and British intelligence did it.
There's the music. On the other side of the break, we'll get that. A broad question. It's a tough situation from here. It is a broad question. We'll be back with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, worldaffairsbrief.com. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Joel's website is worldaffairsbrief.com, and he's been so generous to offer a free a newsletter with all this evidence, especially what's going on right now. You're going to want to get this. Email Joel directly, editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Just tell him you want a free newsletter. He'll be happy to give you one and share the just fantastic information that he's conglomerated and brings to the public. And the reason we have him on. Joel, is this move, this bombing, is it possible that Trump is placating deep state? I mean, those missiles cost, what, $1 million apiece? I mean, he just spent $100 million for them. Is he placating a little bit? Is he what? Is there some positive, possible good news here?
No, there's no good news. He succumbed to bogus intelligence again that they used to convince him. And, in fact, he became the biggest cheerleader for the raid and calling Bashar al-Assad an animal and a monster. And this is just anything but true. This is a mild-mannered, Western-trained ophthalmologist that is anything but irrational and a monster. He inherited a very tough regime from his father, Hafez al-Assad, who did engage in torture chambers and other violations of human rights. In fact, the CIA used the former Assad regime to torture Mr. Arar from Canada. And so we were even complicit with the former leader. But his son was not his choice to become the leader. But the other two older sons died. And so that's why Bashar al-Assad rose to the presidency of Syria. But, you know, the proof that the U.S. is lying about even these targets, saying that we hit his major chemical factory, you destroyed or obliterated. There'd be chemicals all over Baghdad in that area. There's nothing. I mean, this was a medical research facility that was hit. And so, you know, you can't trust the U.S. that says that none of their missiles were intercepted. We've seen video of Syrian missiles intercepting some of these missiles, so I don't know exactly if it's 70 or if it's something less than that. But clearly you don't need 70 or 103 missiles to hit just three targets, and 103 certainly didn't hit the ground.
We got a short segment here. The news. When I say news, I mean corporate media, Fox News, CNN, all of them. I mean, it is like a script has just went out throughout the world. I mean, not just America. We're talking in Britain. We had a former general in Britain on Sky News International get cut off 30 seconds into his interview when he just raised these questions. What is going on with this orchestrated? It's got to be orchestrated news blitz here.
Well, it is, and you know, it's interesting. It's not that all of these news people are knowing conspirators and a globalist. They're just participating in a herd mentality. They know that this is a wave that they've got to jump on, or that they'll be crucified. And look at what's happened to the people who have stopped. There's the general who's cut off on Sky News. There was Colonel Douglas McGregor on Laura Ingraham, who questioned strongly. He said, "I just don't believe that Assad would have pulled a chemical attack on his own citizens a week after Trump decided to pull troops out of Syria. That would be foolish. Only the opposition would have done that." And, of course, that's the deep state, which controls all of these rebel terrorists that are funded by the U.S. But then there's Tucker Carlson, who had the courage. Three times last week, he repeated his monologue condemning this promised attack by Trump on Syria, saying there's no evidence for that. Where is the evidence, he says? And why would Assad do this? And this, he pointed out the timing is very, very rare. Before every attack that the U.S. has made under, there has been a chemical weapons false flag attack. There was one in Gupta in 2013, which justified supposedly the U.S. starting a no-fly zone and the prelude to an attack. That's when Assad did have chemical weapons. He agreed to give them up as a prelude so that the U.S. wouldn't attack, and there was the attack. I mean, there's been about 15 or 16 various attacks, and we even have rebels in Damascus who have admitted that we got chemical weapons from Saudi Arabia, and others in northern Syria said we got them from Turkey, and the specific purpose was to frame the Assad regime into blaming them for a chemical weapons attack. I mean, this is a classic age-old strategy, and to see the entire media world just buy into this and state this stuff as fact, and literally there's not a single scrap of evidence other than the rebels themselves, who are now gone out of Douma because they were defeated the day after, a week ago today, there are some of their supporters there. And, of course, you have the white helmets are notorious for faking videos. These people are a UN NGO paid for by U.S. taxpayers, and they are in the business of faking evidence of Assad's culpability. And the media continues to parade them before the world.
On the other side, how is it done? I mean, are these CIA payroll people who are pushing these talking points? I mean, what? And then what does this mean for America? We're sitting at home. We're aghast at this. We're heartbroken about this. What does it mean? Where do we go from here? Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com on Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto.
Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Well, worldaffairsbrief.com is Joel's website. Talking to him during the break, and both of us are kind of just throwing our hands up here. We, obviously, the election of Trump, and I see, it's what I've said for quite a while. The election of Trump, maybe not Trump himself, the election of Trump is a mark of a turning point, a rising up of indignation in this country, an awakening in so many levels. The deep state knows this, the NGOs know this, George Soros knows this, the plans that they've had to take over social media, all this is a backlash, is a, in effect, a control mechanism to rein all that energy in. And we've put so much hope and so much stock in him, instead of looking at ourselves and looking to God, we've kind of over put stock in him. But he's important. He's a symbol. That's the way I feel. Joel may have a different opinion, but that symbol is weak and malleable and not necessarily a moral stalwart, and is in the middle of the most unbelievable cesspool, dirt-filled nastiness whatever word you want to say, place in the world, Washington, D.C. And this is what we're getting. Joel, do you disagree with anything I say or anything you want to take or add away to that?
Well, no longer should Trump be the symbol. He was for a long time, but remember, he only got elected because he was able to cobble together a massive coalition of everyone from the blue-collar left and benefit-corrupted people, but labor unions, to the conservative right who had hope. And he never would have got elected on a purely conservative or libertarian platform. He never would have got elected if he was competing with, you know, Hillary Clinton and didn't get our vote. And so now we're seeing him all over the map. We had hoped, because of his ironclad promises and statements that I'm going to take care of these things, that he would do so. But he hasn't done it, and he's already, you know, backtracking on TPPP, which is one of the foremost of his promises. So I just lost confidence. You know, we've got to hold the course in terms of what's right. We've got to call a spade about the dark conspiracies of the deep state that is controlling the government, and move on. If Trump does something right and turns around, we'll applaud him. But I'm not relying or putting my hopes on him ever again.
Well, that's exactly how I feel. You know, I've been criticized by some of the things, and I've said, look, if my daughters clean their room, I tell them good job. If Trump does something good, you know, I say, wow, this is very good. This is unexpected. Fantastic. If he does something bad, we're all over him. We're critical of him. That's the way I feel. I agree with you completely on that. Now, let's talk about this. I'm very interested in this corporate media deal because I watch Laura Ingraham. There was a kind of a back and forth there with Sebastian Gorka. How does this work that the CIA or the deep state injects these ideas into this? Is there a key person that's basically on the CIA payroll or what? How does that work?
It's very decentralized. There is no key person that everybody recognizes when he calls up and tells us we take this position. I mean, that would be too obvious, and journalists would, you know, they want to still believe that they have journalistic integrity, though they don't. They're media whores because they know, and it's subliminal, though. They know by watching what happened to Tucker Carlson that you're going to get crucified if you ever come close to hinting or bucking the establishment. You're going to get fired. And they know this instinctively. I mean, you look at poor Douglas McGregor, the colonel that was on with Laura Ingraham, and Sebastian Gorka went after him when he questioned the narrative, and Gorka just got livid. He wouldn't let him finish a sentence, and finally the colonel said, hey, are you going to let me talk or not? And Ingraham had to intervene and silence Gorka, who couldn't stay silent. He kept coming after him. I mean, that's a sign of a real globalist, somebody who's really a co-conspirator, who knows I'm just faking it by being on Fox News, appearing to be conservative. You could really tell when they come out with such venom against the truth, even against Tucker Carlson, who's as good a person that there is out there. And even though he didn't even hint at a conspiratorial view, he didn't even say, this is a false flag, that Assad didn't do this. He just said, where is the evidence? And you keep saying evidence, but you're just quoting people who are allied with the rebels. Is there any neutral evidence? And yet you're coming out too quick and saying, within hours of it, you're saying it happened. But you weren't there. How could you know it happened like that? And why would Assad do this when everything was going in his favor, a day away from victory in this? Why would he pull a chemical attack? I mean, he had the right questions, and they crucified him. I'd be surprised if he didn't lose his job eventually for taking an anti-establishment position.
Do you think that this is a good sign? You know, we have Tucker Carlson asking these questions. The people I talk to, you know, if this happened 10 years ago, they've been like, well, yeah, of course Assad did that. Now it's like they don't believe it. They're questioning it. I feel that people are questioning this. Do you agree? And is that a good sign?
Some people are, but it's a very small minority. And most people who they ever get on television, they're afraid to state this. I mean, you have to have real courage because you won't get invited back on.
And, well, I don't mean on TV. I mean your neighbor.
I state this.
I mean like your neighbor.
Done chemical weapons against his own people. Never. It's always been U.S. black and British operations using their own back rebels. I mean, they created ISIS. How much worse can you get in this world to send ISIS off on a ravaging campaign, beheading people and other things? That's U.S. and British deep state intelligence doing this. Sure, they're going to lie about a chemical weapons factory that they have. Sure, they're going to lie about the success of everything. You just can't trust anything that comes out from U.S. intelligence anymore, whether it's about the Russian collusion, which didn't happen. These people are the deep state, and they control CIA, they control the deep state part of the FBI, and they're white people, white side people, meaning the people who don't understand and don't know about the deep state in the FBI and the CIA, and they keep them very separate so they never find out. But the deep state is huge, big, and powerful, and they're protected by under the veil of national security and protected by the courts. The courts have blocked every single executive decision by Donald Trump. The same ones they let Barack Obama get away with. They've blocked every single one of them.
And that let's change
that
gears slightly.
Controlled by the deep state as well.
I agree with you. I mean, I think we're in a situation. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Let's change gears slightly. A lot to cover. Let's just go over these quickly. The Mueller-Rosenstein invasion of Trump's lawyer, is this connected at all? Did they find something to blackmail him maybe to get him to go along with this? And how just lawless was this?
Well, I don't think they really like to use blackmail. They do use it all the time in terms of deep state to control, congressmen to make sure that they stay on board. Donald Trump has a lot of sins. He has a lot of skeletons in his closets. They could use blackmail, but you see, that would tell him that there really is a deep state conspiracy directly that he's dealing with. You know, he'd have a face to it. Whoever called him on the telephone, issued the threat, he'd have a face. And the president has some powers to deal with specific people who threaten him. He could get rid of them. He could call his own Secret Service and say, I want that guy arrested, and they could do that. So I think they're very reluctant to do that, just as they're reluctant to assassinate Donald Trump. I mean, that would just build a martyr syndrome around him, which they don't want to do. They're being very successful at manipulating him because he's so manipulable. I mean, look how subject to flattery. He criticizes the president, Xi, of China. Then he meets with him at Mar-a-Lago, and suddenly he says, what a wonderful guy he is. You know, we just have a real bond. How stupid can you get?
What's going on with Jeff Sessions? I mean, is he doing anything here?
No, he isn't. He simply recused himself, and Rod Rosenstein is running the department, and there's nobody below Rosenstein that is on Trump's side as well. So it doesn't matter if he fired Rosenstein. I mean, it's just like firing Comey. Who does Trump name at the recommendation of the Department of Justice?
Ray.
Christopher Wray, who's the deep state insider, just like Mueller and just like Comey. So I have very little hope. You know, we have a whole host of conspiracies, false conspiracies by the right. People like QAnon, who keeps saying there's going to be a coup inside, and other people saying that Mueller and the FBI are really draining the deep swamp. And these are just disinformation experts playing our side for fools. I've been in the military. There isn't any military coup against the deep state. All of the military higher-ups, every one of them goes through the National War College and other war colleges where they're taught by globalists and from Georgetown University. If they buck that, if they object to that, they never make field grade officers. You just never get above lieutenant colonel unless you buy
one of them.
That doesn't mean they're bought and sold globalists, that they're co-conspirators. It just means that they're silenced, and that's why they only speak out once they retire.
They know how to play ball, basically. Last time you were on, this whole idea about North Korea, we don't even talk about North Korea anymore after bombing Syria. Where are we with North Korea? Do you still see the plan to nuke America in the coming decade?
Yes, and North Korea is still going to be the trigger event. And Donald Trump has been co-opted into accepting this deal. I mean, literally, China was deathly afraid that Trump was going to follow through with his threat to attack North Korea, and that's why they pushed Kim Jong-un to get to the negotiation and to promise denuclearization, something he absolutely promised he wouldn't do.
There's the music. Oh, man, this is a situation. Ladies and gentlemen, Joel Skousen is one of the most straightforward, and he'll tell you exactly what he thinks. He's got very good research. WorldAffairsBrief.com. You can get a free newsletter. Email him, editor@WorldAffairsBrief.com. We have one last segment with him. Stay tuned. Don't dare go anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking to Joel on air, off air, both of them. I mean, just very insightful, very intelligent. Intelligent people who being able to look at the world. Joel, from here, where do we go? What does this mean for us? The person listening at home and is a little disillusioned or disheartened, I mean, you're not bringing good news here. What would you tell that person?
Well, I don't intend to bring good news because I'm not optimistic, given what I see. I've been in this battle ever since the 1970s, and I've got a lot of experience in it. I've been to Washington as chairman of the Conservative National Committee. I've tried to stop the wall of compromise by Republicans, and we keep losing. Even we claimed victory with Ronald Reagan, he actually lost a lot of ground with this during even as good as man as he was really hampered by the assassination attempt and the threat to he and Nancy that got him to compromise on an illegal immigration amnesty, as well as the tax hike and other things that happened. He didn't really win the war against the Soviet Union. They faked their own demise, and they gave you know, Reagan the credit for it, but in fact it was falsified. The communists never lost in power in Russia. They simply went underground. They started to work through oligarchs and people like Vladimir Putin, Boris Yeltsin. There's been a coup recently by Putin. He removed the original oligarchs by Boris Berezovsky, who used to run the show, and replaced them with his own. So Putin is now the new strongman. He's the new Stalin. He is a threat. But Russia isn't ready to take on the West, and that's why they've stood down in Syria. China isn't ready to take on the West as well. But North Korea still is going to be the trigger event, and that's why they desperately didn't want Trump pulling that trigger event too soon, and that's why they compromised. But make no mistake about it, Trump will not get disarmament out of North Korea. They'll simply buy time with more talks, and then that trigger event will be postponed into the next decade when Russia and China are ready, and they will strike unanimously or together as allies against the West, because the West is busy helping them building up this image as the bully of the world. Now, what people need to understand is that even with my knowledge of the deep state, I would have great difficulty, even if they let me live, even if I were president, because they're hiding behind the veil of national security. And even if you would have to get evidence on the people calling the shots by surveilling them, and since the deep state controls the NSA, they would never give you the information. They'd say there's nothing there. Even if you got the information, even to put your own people down there listening and getting the data out of the deep state intercepts of all communications and emails, and you got that, you go to the courts, they wouldn't prosecute. They'd rule it illegally, derive. They rule against you with the same piece of court that is feeding to everything the FBI wants, illegal and otherwise, would come against a president who was trying to really get to the deep state, because the deep state controls those judges. So you say, how do you win something
Let me pause you, because what you just said, I think, is, I don't want to go right over my head and right over our audience. What you are saying is that America basically has succumbed morally, governmentally, legally, lawfully. We've given away our inheritance, which is the Declaration of Independence. We've let loose of it. We don't know anything. And right now, the New World Order has the entire plan basically in their pocket to go forward and dismantle America the next decade, maybe the next one after that. And that our ability to resist, while Donald Trump was a highlight, it's being co-opted and neutralized even as we speak. Correct me where I'm wrong.
Absolutely true. And the takedown of America is going to happen during this next Third World War. It's going to start with a preemptive strike by Russia and China on our military forces, not on cities. They want to destroy the Western economies. They want to nuke our military forces and then blackmail us into submission. Our leaders know this. They're coming out of their bunkers claiming our military has been decapitated. Our only solution now is to join in a militarized global government, and that's how America loses its freedom, through a nuclear strike.
Hold on. I want to be clear. You're saying it's already in place. Everybody knows the conspirators are going to be there at the key moments, and America's going to stand down, and our military is going to be totally knocked out. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And the reason I know that is because of Presidential Decision Directive 60, passed in 1997, telling our missile forces, don't expect to launch on warning, but expect to absorb a nuclear first strike and then launch afterwards. To which General Butch Neal said, launch with what after you've absorbed a nuclear first strike? This is much worse than false flag. This is the mother of all betrayals, is when these leaders allow a first strike to fall on our military. But think about it. It's a brilliant strategy. How else do you get Americans to buy into an unpopular global government? You nuke the U.S. military, and now the whole world seems defenseless, and they cry out, what do we do? And our leaders come out with a solution. That's the Hegelian dialectic. Join in a militarized global government, and that's how we'll save ourselves.
Okay, I'm sitting at home and I'm listening to you, and I'm getting half a panic attack right now. What do I do? What you tell the person sitting at home right now? What do I do?
In the first place, the globalists want this attack. Russia and China want this attack. So that's all three power centers in the world want this attack, and they don't give a hell about democracy. And if you think that you're going to, you know, elect somebody who knows that this is going to happen and turn it around, we're kidding ourselves. They wouldn't even allow Mitt Romney to be president, even though he's bending over backwards to accommodate the globalists because he was an outsider. They didn't want him in the White House. Now they got an outsider in the White House, and they're spending full time manipulating him, and it has slowed down their agenda somewhat, but now it's speeding back up again because Trump is being fooled into buying into these things, and they have manipulated him. But they've wasted a whole year in getting him to this point. So it gave us more time.
So,
but I'm saying people need to prepare for the takedown that they've got coming. You know, we're going to keep fighting, and you're going to keep talking and listening to talk radio. But if you don't prepare for this war that's coming to survive, you've got to live to survive the other side, because that's where the remnant surfaces. That's where people are good people are driven out of the big cities where we're a minority. And we'll have new majorities in rural areas. We'll never be able to overpower the cities democratically, win back our liberty, but at least there'll be bastions of liberty that will resist the new world order. We have to prepare for that.
You're telling me, I mean, I'm reading into what you're saying, forget about the elections, forget about the political process, it's time to turn inward into your family, the people that you have direct effect over, and batten down the hatches and get everybody right with God, with man, with each other, and get everything on straight right now. That's what you're telling me.
Prepare for nuclear war. You have to prepare for fallout. I don't say stop worrying about elections. We do convert people and help bring people around by getting involved in the political process, but the purpose is not to win, because we're not going to win.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half left. We got about a minute and a half left, and I have to ask you this. I have to ask you this question about schools. I am out of my mind about these damn government schools. Why don't you go ahead and give your comment, your feedback? Am I up in the night or what?
No, that's why we're losing the new generations. That's why we're losing the millennials. Even conservatives are bought into the lure of free public education to send their kids. They make you pay a double price. You have to pay taxes for public schools and still pay for private schooling, or at least homeschooling. You pay with effort. We homeschool all over it. But I'll tell you, we're losing all the generation because of the propaganda they're getting in public schools.
Joel, thank you. We got to go. God bless you, sir. WorldAffairsBrief.com.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.